My boots are wetten the High King of Ulthuan.
Oh, stop complaining, Gotrek.
I'll be wringing salt water out of my beard for a month.
Does being alive enough to complain not bring you any joy?
And no doubt we'll still be stuck in this blasted tower, too.
How did you know which passage to lead us through, Jordaeus?
I did not. I chose the one that none of the Idunef seemed to be using at the time. The passage was barely wide enough for me. I did not want to have to push past a Deepkin elf as well. And I had faith.
Luck is what you had.
As long as it is working for us, I will not complain.
Maybe. We could be anywhere now. I hate the sea. It's like bathing, only colder and saltier. And apparently liable to have elves in it. Mind you, if I had to put the elves of these mortal realms somewhere, then the bottom of the ocean would be as good a choice as any, provided the pointy-eared little beggars would bloody well stay there.
Silence!
Do you hear what I hear, duckling?
What does everyone hear?
I'm not used to being surrounded by people with sharper ears than mine, and I'm not sure I approve of it very much.
Fighting.
Fighting, you say? Ooh. All I hear are tinkles and chimes. And this place looks like a forest, if you don't peer too closely, but it sounds like the parlor of a back-alley hedge witch, trying too hard to be taken seriously.
I will present your gutted corpse to the feast table of Kurnoth, rat beast! May he turn his nose at you and cast you to his dogs!
That sounded like...
Will someone tell me who it bloody sounds like?
It is Droantheo.
Oh, not like her, running off towards a fight and leaving me behind? Wait for me!